Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Right now, you're listening to us on the radio. But beneath our radio signal at 89.7, there's an entire ecosystem of other radio waves. These waves are where people can connect with other radio enthusiasts on what's known as ham radio. It's generally considered a hobby, but these enthusiasts known as hams have also come to the rescue during emergencies. Every year, the National Association for Amateur Radio, known as ARRL, holds a field day. It's an opportunity for local ham radio enthusiasts to meet up and connect with other hams around the country and the world. This year, Lake Effect's Joy Powers was invited to check out the field day at Ottawa Lake in Kettle Moraine State Forest. When she arrived, local hams had already fired up their radios, including Dick Strasburger, president of the Milwaukee Radio Amateurs Club.
So tell us a bit about the club.
So we've got a group of 125 eager and passionate amateur radio enthusiasts who join the club because of its various activities that we have and the camaraderie and the ability to share knowledge amongst with each other so we can further enhance our own enjoyment of the hobby.
So there is a large group that is here. What's everybody out here for?
The reason for this is ARRL Field Day, which is an annual event. It's a nationwide effort among amateur radio operators to show and demonstrate their capability and readiness for emergency communications. Not only is it an opportunity for us as a group to prepare and be able to deploy radio equipment for emergency communications when needed, but also gives us an opportunity for the public to come out and take a look and be a little curious about what we're doing. I mean, a lot of people aren't even familiar with radio, much less amateur radio. And amateur radio isn't like a bunch of us trying to pretend that we're WUWM. It's a bunch of us who have our own radio equipment, and we can transmit and receive on a variety of different frequencies. Capable of transmitting around the globe, actually. And that's what we're doing here today is we are one group out of maybe 10,000 around the country that are out in various parks and public places that are participating in this event. And our job today and tomorrow is to communicate with as many of them as possible. It's simple as that. We're just trying to show that we are capable and ready to do this. I think for most people, they're wondering, well, what kind of emergency communications would be needed for us to be participating? We're just ordinary citizens. We're not really trained by any governmental unit to do this. But if you look back to last year, with Hurricane Helene that came ripping through Florida and North Carolina and just took out the infrastructure of communications, just took that right out. The only thing left was ham radio to be able to communicate. Operators had emergency power, they had solar power, battery-operated power, generators of their own, had their radios, which are not dependent on anything except bouncing their signal off the skies and communicating with other hams who have the similar equipment. The phrase is, when all else fails, amateur radio is there. And that's what we're showing today.
Very nice. Let's walk just over here. So we're kind of in the middle of a park, in the middle of a lot of different fields. I will say a lot of recreation in this area. We are right now next to a tower of sorts. Can you tell us a bit about how these different towers work?
Sure. So you're looking at two different towers. I'll help visualize this. Is that's actually an aluminum screen on the ground, of which I'm sitting on top of that is a tripod, a coil of wire, and then a straight wire protruding from the top, a vertical whip, we might call that. And this is an antenna that the coil you see helps us tune that antenna to operate on one of the amateur radio bands. The purpose for the screen on the ground, it's kind of an experiment on our part to replicate Mother Nature's ability to provide a good earth ground for reflection of our signals. We've been trying this out here in the Midwest with a bunch of amateurs. Seems to be working, so, you know, that's part of our hobby is to try and experiment and try different things. So this is but one method. The other one that you were looking at was the one where we've got a fiberglass mast going up about 30 feet from the back end of an SUV. It's on a flagpole holder. It goes up, and a thin wire is coming down from that about 65 feet to the ground. And that is I hate to get too technical with it, but it's a wire antenna that gives us the capability to tune on any of the bands that we need to operate on, whether it's operating at a 7 megahertz or a 28 megahertz. That's pretty broad range, and this wire antenna gives us the capability to do that. Because of this type of antenna, this is a world band antenna, and so we are able to talk to virtually any station anywhere that the current radio propagation affords us.
When you say anywhere, are we talking about, you know, anywhere in the United States? Are we talking about, you know, if somebody is in St. Petersburg, Russia, and they have the right equipment, they're going to hear you?
Right. Yes. So the way that kind of works with radio propagation is, if we're on one of our bands, say 20 meters, 14 megahertz, with this antenna, our signal may go up and come down about 2,500 miles away. Now, what's happening is it'll come down to Earth, bounce off the Earth, back up to the ionosphere, and then come back down to Earth and hopefully land in St. Petersburg. Or if it requires an extra bounce to go back up and come back down, it can do that. With each bounce, the signal gets a little bit lesser and lesser. But we've got that capability. Thanks to Mother Nature, with the solar cycle that we have right now, the bands for us have been on fire, and we've been talking around the world. I operate on my radio at home with 5 watts, the same amount of power you have in a nightlight in the bathroom. And I can talk to people over in St. Petersburg, Russia, with that 5 watts. It's pretty amazing stuff.
Now, when it comes to the idea of like emergency preparedness, when we're thinking about especially the Milwaukee area, what are the kinds of emergencies that you think, you know, we might need radio for at some point?
Well, going back to the when all else fails aspect of it, that would mean something like winter blizzards or whiteouts and snowstorms, ice storms that take down cell towers and wires, internet, things of that nature. It could be tornadoes that come through and devastate a community. Fortunately, here in Milwaukee, we haven't seen as much as the western side of the state has, but even, I think it was last year, there was a cause where a number of amateur radio operators were deployed because a tornado came through and just pretty much wiped out a town. And so we had to get in there to provide assist the local officials with emergency communications, both local as well as regional.
So it sounds like it can really come in handy, especially during an emergency and when you're trying to coordinate with other parts of the state, but even other parts of the country where you might be needing to get things from.
Right. Absolutely. Now, make no mistake, this is a hobby. We do it for fun. We're crazy. We're up all night trying to listen for that station on the other side of the world. So we just have fun with doing that. But we also have a sense of community, and we know what our capabilities are. And so we enjoy the idea that we can give back to the community and be ready and prepared for any disaster whenever it may happen.
Very nice. It seems like just listening that you've been pretty successful today. It seems like many of the folks are talking to people.
Yeah, they are. We just got started about 20 minutes ago, but already we've been connecting with a number of people around the country. And I suspect that's where we'll be. We heard a number of stations from Puerto Rico and Mexico earlier, but I suspect that they may be drowned out because there's just thousands and thousands of people on the radio right now all trying to talk at the same time. So we'll probably hear the loudest signals, which will be within the borders of the U.S.
Very nice. Well, thank you so much for sharing so much with us. It's a beautiful day for this, it seems.
It is gorgeous. We pray for this because in years past, it's been a downpour of rain and heavy winds. And so we are delighted that we have a pinnacle of summer right here. Blue skies and sunshine. We'll take it.
Dick Strasburger is the president of the Milwaukee Radio Amateurs Club. He spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers at the group's annual field day in Ottawa Lake in the Kettle Moraine State Forest.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.